It's 4:15 here on ABC Radio Sydney. Up next, we're going to meet one of the, they're kind of a mysterious type of person, the people in charge of Wikipedia.
We are one.
I do a lot of driving, so my second family is the radio, which is the ABC. I can hear stories from somebody that's on the other side of the country while I'm there doing my job. It helps me through the day, and it's always been there. It's owned by the people, it's built by the people, and it's run by the people. So we're all shareholders. I'm Scotty, and that's my story.
Share your stories at abc.net.au/yours.
Now, Richard Glover's going to be along very, very shortly. He'll be on your airwaves, of course, after 4 o'clock with his excellent drive show. But first, here's a question. Have you ever felt you deserved your own Wikipedia page? Have you perhaps tried to create a Wikipedia page for yourself or for your company or sporting team or your music band, only to be thwarted by the anonymous overlords who moderate Wikipedia? It must be quite humiliating, I imagine, being told that you're not worthy of an entry in the world's biggest online encyclopedia. If you've ever tried to create a page for yourself, give me a call. 1-300-222-702. That's 1-300-222-702. Did you get through the Wikipedia gates or not? Or have you found it quite hard to create a page for yourself or for your company? It's kind of a mysterious process, and so many of us rely on Wikipedia as a, you know, very reliable source of information, but we don't always know who writes it, who edits it, or how it all comes together. So, if you've had an experience with trying to edit your page or create a page for yourself, 1-300-222-702, or you can text me 0467-922-702. Gideon Digby is the Vice President of Wikipedia Australia. Good afternoon, Gideon.
Good afternoon, Chris.
So how does it work? Yeah, if I want to start a Wikipedia page for the afternoon show, how do I go about it?
Okay, if you want to write an article on a topic, you've got to go through and first confirm that the topic itself is notable. And that's established by finding multiple sources independent of the topic that cover the topic in some detail.
So it's quite a subjective thing, though, isn't it, about whether someone's worthy of an entry? Who gets sign-off on that?
The individual editors. So if you, as you introduced, you said if someone wanted to write an article about yourself, that's actually unacceptable. It's called a conflict of interest.
So you can't set up a page for yourself?
You can't set up an article about yourself, no.
Right. How would Wikipedia know that it's you who's trying to write an article about yourself?
Just by the way you write the article. What? But they would refer, they would look at the sources being used, and people writing about themselves tick a lot of boxes. It's basically called a duck test, and basically when it quacks you can tell exactly how or who the writer is.
Right, but have you got your radio on maybe just in the background there? If you just turn down your radio so we don't get as big an echo, thanks, Gideon. So, yeah, okay, so let's say you're not starting your Wikipedia page for yourself, but you've got a genuine fan of your local football team who wants to start up a page. How does he get it through, and who's signing off on his credentials and bona fides?
Actually, no one is.
Right.
There is a process called Articles for Creation where you can get a peer review of the work you've done, and they'll look at the sources and see whether the sources make a person notable.
And who are these people? That's sort of what I always find a little bit mystifying about Wikipedia. I mean, who's giving up their free time to devote to this website?
Anyone who feels like it. It's a totally volunteer-driven project.
So there's no filtering process about the sort of people that can work for Wikipedia. As long as you're prepared to put the hours in, you're welcome to work for them?
If you want to volunteer and come along, and you just create an account and start editing.
Do you have any idea how many people in Australia write for Wikipedia?
We respect people's privacy, so we don't actually record that type of information.
you must know a ballpark figure, because, you know, there's so many pages on the site. You assume it's not just a handful of people whipping them up on the weekend. It must be thousands of people who write for the thing.
It can be. I've been doing it for 13, 14 years. Yeah. It'd be thousands of people over that time.
And how did you...
At any one time, there may not be a lot of people.
How did you get involved personally?
I'm a photographer, and I took a photograph of what is called a kangaroo paw, which is the state emblem over here. And I was trying to explain to someone over in the Netherlands how it was pollinated.
Right, so you started a page, presumably on that one singular topic.
No, the page had already been started.
Ah, so, yeah, and, okay, yeah.
And I just added, thought, oh, well, it needs a photograph, so I added a photograph, and I know a little bit more information than what's already on the page.
So you uploaded, you uploaded a photo and a little bit more info, and next day you find yourself vice president of Wikipedia in Australia. That's quite
a
promotion.
It took a lot longer than that.
Right. But how would you, have you ended up in the sort of, what I call the leadership of the group nationally?
Well, what I am is vice president of Wikimedia Australia, and all we do, we are a volunteer organisation as well. And we just sort of support the people that contribute to Wikipedia projects. We encourage museums and libraries and stuff to also contribute content or make content available or support a researcher that's looking to find information.
Right. We've had a call from Seymour. You've tried to get a, your own Wikipedia page, is that right?
I initially tried to do it myself, but then, and because I couldn't manage to do it, I got someone else to me up, and I'm there now.
And they found there was no resistance, because I've spoken to a few people who've tried to get pages for themselves. You know, it's a subjective thing, whether they warranted one or not, we can debate. But they've gone through the process, and they reckon within minutes they were just, you know, shown the door.
It doesn't always take, because I had tried to do it twice, and I couldn't get it happening. And then when I got someone else to do it for me, they knew how to do it, so that might be the solution.
So you need a Trojan horse. You need someone who knows what they're doing. Richard Glover, you would have had... Richard Glover's joined me. You would have had some experience. How's your page
looking? Well, you're not meant to edit your own page. You're not meant to create it or edit it. That's the trick. I mean, I'd love to edit my own page.
Is it riddled with errors?
Well, it's...
Or riddled with truth and you want to...
Yeah, exactly. I think it's riddled with... It's riddled with slight... So, for instance, I did write a column once, which I'm quite pleased with, about the particular relationship of the mainstream media to Christianity, mm-hmm. for instance. And that's one, my Wikipedia entry is quite short, as is befitting my total lack of status in Australian journalism, of which this is kind of 10% of it. Is this one column I wrote 5 years ago about Christianity? And it's just weird. It's a bit weird.
No, I'd be the same.
That's the kind of emphasis of it. My Guinness Book of Records, another sort of quarter of it is about my Guinness Book of World Records achievement with Peter Fitzsimons. Now, longest interview. Yeah. Now, anybody who knows that achievement asks, hold the record for the world's longest interview, and they're impressed for a second. They say, who was it with? And I say, Peter Fitzsimons. And they say, what did you do?
Yeah.
Say hello.
Yeah.
And I agree with that. So should that really be a quarter of my Wikipedia?
Yeah.
Mm.
I found... Go ahead,
sorry.
Gideon.
Your articles are based on the available information. So if that's the bulk of the information that's available about you, and as you said, he's got a public profile, then that's the information that gets written into the articles. And it may be that the religious article was the reason that someone wrote about you in the first place.
Mm. But what about all the other things about me, like how handsome I am? Mm. I mean, why is that not there?
Because we write in a neutral tone.
Well, here's one for you, Gideon, because my date of birth is wrong on my page, and I've personally tried to get in there, and amend that.
You're not meant to do it
yourself. Well, then someone comes in and goes, oh, I think I know a little bit more about Chris Taylor than you do. So, I mean, and I don't know who this person is, but someone's taken it upon themselves, obviously, to be in charge of it. Like you, Richard, it's basically just a checklist of chaser atrocities. None of the good stuff. But I mean, I don't mind that, but it's the fact, when I try to correct a fact, it's a bit weird that Wikipedia doesn't let me, as, you know, a reasonably qualified source on Chris Taylor.
Yeah, that you're not meant to spruik your own wares, you see, which is, I think, one of the good things about it. So it doesn't end up a PR site, I think, you know. That's what. And in fact, I think one of the things that's amazing about Wikipedia is how broadly, I mean, I'm whinging slightly about mine, but actually it's broadly accurate. It's probably good. Everything's in it is true. And when I use it as a journalist, you know, I've got a pop star coming in, I quickly look them up on Wikipedia. It's, 99%. It's accurate and true and a good summary, actually.
It's interesting,
Gideon,
like on the day of the most recent leadership spill when Scott Morrison took over the prime ministership from Malcolm Turnbull, I reckon within a minute, maybe even less, of that announcement, Wikipedia had been updated. Now, who is it? Whose first instinct when such major news like that's coming through is, oh, I'm going to be the person that sort of updates Wikipedia? Are people sort of, is there in the community, is there a race to be first to get some of this stuff loaded up?
Some of the time there is. When something big's happening or brewing like that in politics, there's generally probably about 10 to 15 people that are looking at the articles, updating and adding information already, trying to keep it up to date and accurate.
Mm. Look, it's interesting. It's certainly, I've learnt more about Wikipedia in the last 5 minutes than I'd ever known, because I think you're the first person I've ever spoken to who works and writes for Wikipedia, so because you don't tend to meet them very often, do you?
Oh, I run into them all the time.
But you work in, you're in those Wikipedia circles.
There is a couple of things.
Yeah.
There is a list on the left-hand side of your screen that says contact us. That'll give you instructions if you have got a, do see something wrong with your article and you don't want to say who you are publicly, there's an email address there that you can send an email to and say, hey, look, it's me, and you have my date of birth wrong. Hmm. It's actually whatever you want to make.
I'm not 60, I'm only 55, says Chris.
Well, the thing is, it's actually flattering to me. So, it's not in my interest to change it. But look, Gideon, thanks so much for your time this other.
Quite happy to.
And that's Gideon Digby. He's the Vice President of Wikipedia Australia. A question for you, Richard.
Yes.
As a journalist.
Yes.
And I learned that from Wikipedia.
Thank you.
That you're a journalist.
Not from meeting me or knowing me.
In journo circles, hand on heart, how often are they using Wikipedia in a way they might previously have done more rigorous research through news clippings?
I think you obviously use it with caution, but I think it often provides a reasonably good summary. If you want to get a fit, you wouldn't rely on every fact in it, especially if you're writing something. You wouldn't say, you'd check that he was actually born in Manchester, England. You know, you'd check that. Of course you would. But if you want to get a general sense of a career, what's regarded as the best song? See, that's often what I want to quickly remember. I might be interviewing them about their new album, but really, I really want to know what the biggest hit was that everyone knows is the biggest hit, except for me. And so, it's stuff like that I think you can rely on.
And it's sort of like the more famous the person or the more recent and big the event, the more reliable it is.
It's
sort of in those fringe topics that you tend to sort of wonder if...
Amazed how accurate it is, given that you can change it. But of course, the thing about the changing is there's a record of it. And there's been infamous examples in Australia where, was it people working in Peter Costello's office? I now can't remember, but there was all these changes to somebody or other's Wikipedia page, probably making them nicer, I think it was.
Right.
And if you looked carefully at the, because, you can track back who's made the changes. And if you looked carefully, all the computers that had made these changes were all in Parliament House.
Oh, right.
And then, think, well, who's going to, I can't remember, it was Mr. Costello or whoever, but you thought, who is going to go out of their way to try to make the minister look better? Well, it's someone in his office, isn't it?
There was another great...
Or him.
There's another recent example of that during the Brett Kavanaugh hearings. Did you hear about this one? Where, they brought up this phrase that I'd never heard of called the Devil's Triangle, which was alleged to be a sex act that he may have committed when he was a student. And he said, no, it's not a, no, it's just a drinking game.
Mm.
And everyone raised their eyebrows.
Well, what is this? Yeah, never
and,
heard of it.
And there was no record of it ever being a drinking game, but someone obviously from the Republican side who wanted him to be confirmed quickly got on Wikipedia and started a page called Devil's Triangle,
drinking
sometimes
game.
Known as a drinking game.
Yeah. Wow, yeah. I hadn't heard that.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
So,
but I do remember the old days of the clips, and newspapers don't have, the resources anymore, but the Fairfax Library was fantastic, and they would have a manila folder, all alphabetical, and so you would be assigned a job, write a profile of the novelist Thea Astley, the novelist Patrick White, whatever. You'd go in, and there'd be individual cut-out pieces from all the papers, the Sun, the Herald, and the News Limited papers as well, all stuck onto coloured pieces of paper according to the year. So 1968 was pink and 1969 was blue and so forth through the decades. And there'd be a big fat folder, and it was sort of bliss to go through and get a sense of everything that had been written about this person for, if they're an older person, for the 50 years of their career.
We've got to go to the news, Richard.
That's even better than Wikipedia.
It's fantastic. Richard Glover will be on your airwaves shortly, very shortly after the 4 o'clock news. That's all from me. Let's take some news headlines now.